Why is England negative on the Olympics? This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Why is England negative on the Olympics? We watched the wonderful procession that has taken place in England proclaiming the Olympics, the wonderful athletic activities of nations around the world, of top people in the athletic field, top people in the field of the physical body, top people in the field of the physical world. And yet, Beijing went all out and wanted to prove itself as something beautiful. The people had no choice there. The government made the decision, and it was done beautifully. Now, in various other countries, it was done beautifully too. And there was always some little razzmatazz that was going on that was making it undesirable. But in England, there seemed to be an activity against the Olympics from the very beginning. Even though the program has gone on beautifully and without a hitch, the people around it, the people in the neighboring community, the people in the communities around the grounds of the Olympics were all uptight about it. They had rabble-rousers who caused them to feel the Olympics were an unfair activity, that the government was spending money at a time of recession when the money could better be spent on the people, on the people's health and on the people's welfare and on the people. This is always done by people who sometimes allow themselves to be short-sighted, not realizing that the Olympics themselves brings a total new blood into the community. The Olympics brought a total new blood into the Beijing area and in many other countries. And it is only in years after the event that they appreciated what wonderful things had taken place. In England, the people who are not people who are the, so to speak, successful people, but the average person or the less than average person who does not have a great income and is suffering by the recession, not growing by it as many are, and they feel that that's their way of showing that they have unhappiness with the way the government is handling itself, unhappiness with the way that the world is handling who they are. We oftentimes bite the hand that feeds us, and this is so true when the Olympics comes to town. The Olympic does take billions of dollars. It does take, offer jobs and take away jobs and do many things, and it's sometimes a confusion. But the nobility of the Olympic cause is so magnificent and so perfect that even with the imperfections that go on within the Olympic development itself and within the countries that are receiving the Olympics is something that can readily be understood and readily be worked with. Why is England negative? Well, England is not negative about the Olympics. This is the image that's coming out to the newscast and the world of people who did it. America had a president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who had polio. And because he had polio, he was not able to get up and walk around like he wanted to. He was not able to do the things that he wanted to do to use his body as he wanted to use it. So the press was kind enough or wise enough not to play up that aspect of the president's discomfiture. But perhaps, if they had done that, if they had shown that a person, even though he had polio, it did not mean that he was mentally incapable of doing the work that had to be done. Did not mean that it was a mind that was unable to reach out and take care of the problems of the world. And in fact, he took care of the problems of the world that he was reelected 4 times to the presidency of the United States. Amazing man. And he had his wife going around the world doing many of the ambassadorial work directly for the president, speaking to the people of the world. A truly noble, grand lady. Now, if the press had told the people of the United States that he was in a wheelchair, which most people knew, but they did not pay attention to it. If the press had played that up and had done that like they're doing in England relative to the Olympics, they would have had a sour taste in their mouth by other countries. Other countries are having an unhappy attitude toward England, saying, you don't appreciate the wonderful gift that you have. If we had maligned the president, President Roosevelt, when he was in office because of his inability to be totally whole and perfect, we would have done ourselves a tremendous disservice. We've had other presidents who had illnesses and who have had problems, because the strange thing about the presidents of the United States, as well as the leaders of the world, is they all are human. They all have human frailties, they all have human misjudgments, but they have something that leads them on in a better way, and that something is that they have the care about their country. They care about their nation, they care about the world in which their nation dwells. And they're looking to have a worldwide peace, a worldwide cooperation, a worldwide harmony, a worldwide goodness. Now, as they seek this worldwide goodness, this worldwide peace, and this worldwide harmony, they'll not always be understood. And the leaders in England at the moment are not being understood. But nonetheless, the people are coming out and doing something beautiful. Now, on the coronation, not the coronation, but on the term in office, the longest, not the longest, but one of the longest terms in office, the Queen had a party and a representation of this and a parade and a great gala for this. Tremendous amounts of money were spent on the boats and the floats and on the recognition of the Queen being in office for so long. And this is quite beautiful, but that too spent money during the Depression times, during the repression, and the people were not able to have that benefit for themselves. Now, did the Queen and her entourage and her party give a good image for the nation of England? Indeed, they did. Did the nation respect its monarch? Yes, they do. Did the nation show respect for the Queen and the office she held? Yes, they did. Did the nation show respect for the Queen's family, for each member of the family? Yes, they did. And were each member of the family rising up to the higher level of awareness of themselves as the time went on? Yes, they did. And how beautiful that is. Why do we say England has a negative about the Olympics, when it was not England, because they joyfully entered into sponsoring the Olympics, but it was a few of the people who felt money could have been spent in a better way as far as they were concerned, not realizing that the image of England as a nation of commerce and as a nation to be dealt with in the world was given a great hand by having the Olympics there. Just like Beijing took on a total different picture for the people of the world when it conducted the Olympics. And other nations of the world each are taking on a different look at the world as each takes on sponsoring the Olympics, sponsoring this physical activity, this activity of excellence of athletes, this activity that the world seems to take such a great joy in sports. And it is true. It is true. And I would say England is not negative about the Olympics. England is very positive about the Olympics. And the people of the world recognize this. And they recognize that the few people who have discussions of what is right and wrong and how the money should be spent, their own limited vision will not border upon any discomfort to the nation itself, but it will show that the people can speak up and they do speak up. But they will also show that that type of speaking up does not accomplish anything. It only accomplishes having their case be known. When the case is truly valuable, then it is carried through. Is the nation of England taking care of its downtrodden? Is it taking care of its poor? Is it taking care of its sick? Oh, yes, quite nicely. Is Canada taking care of its people? Quite nicely. Does America take care of its people? Fairly good. In fact, fairly good. Does the world take care of its people? By and large, yes. A few notable exceptions, but by and large, yes. So, is England negative on the Olympics? We can certainly say no with all our heart, because as we look at the nation and how its money is sponsoring the Olympics, how its support of the Olympics and all that they stand for is always there, and how great and how glorious that is. This is the truth about all of us. This is the truth that we are. It's sort of like the human body. The human body may have a hurt with the finger or a hurt with the tummy, but the human body is strong and beautiful. The nation of England is strong and beautiful, and it may have a little pain here, a little hurt there, a little growth there, but the nation of England is coming along just beautiful. And wherever the Olympics go, wherever it goes, it brings with it a nobility that transcends all nations, all cultures. Just like the Nobel Prize. The Nobel Prize does not know a people, does not know a portion of the world. It knows all the world. And wherever it is able to find people who are doing outstanding things in the field of science, outstanding things in the field of peace, outstanding things in the field of world harmony and right action, it is honored and recognized. And the Nobel Peace Prize is given to many, many for many different areas. And how wonderful that is. That's what the Olympics are. The Olympics are giving many prizes to many, many people from many, many nations of the world, bringing together a harmony and peace that only that can ever know. This is who we are. This is who you are. This is why I can say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I love me, I love me, I love me. And why I can say to you, I like you, I like you, I like you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And why I can say, along with the Olympics in England, you too can have a lovely day. I love you.